Wells Fargo is the country's largest mortgage lender. The bank has capitalized on the rebound in the housing market, posting growth in revenue and income in consecutive quarters for 3 years. But as interest rates have climbed up, the mortgage business has slowed down, and the streak ended this quarter. Earnings per share fell 4 cents from the first quarter to $1.01 a share, but compared with a year ago, it's up 3 cents. Revenue fell 1.5% from last year to $21.1 billion. CEO John Stumpf says Wells Fargo's expansion of other businesses, including credit cards, auto loans, and investment banking, helped to make up the difference.
While the economic recovery remains uneven, there are many indicators that economic growth is accelerating, and we remain optimistic about the opportunities the recovery provides for Wells Fargo and for our customers.
Analysts had predicted the drop. The bank met Wall Street expectations for earnings per share and beat estimates for revenue. Wells Fargo stock closed down 32 cents today at $51.49 a share. For WFAE News, I'm Duncan McFadden in Charlotte.